I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, several years ago, a friend of mine saw an ad in the paper which said 14-year-old cat freed a good home. The cat, named Prissy, lived with owners who were moving and could not keep her. If they couldn't find someone to take her, she would have to be sent to their local animal shelter. Now, my friend knew that no one else would call about a cat that old. She also knew that an adult animal's chances of being adopted from a shelter are not very good, and an elderly animal's chances are almost non-existent. So she did what any extremely tender-hearted, very impractical animal lover might do. She agreed to take Prissy, even though she already had several cats of her own. And it turned out that Prissy adapted quite well to her new family. I can tell you from personal knowledge that having a senior pet around is a great experience. They are more inclined to snuggle and just relax with you. They tend to be calmer and easier to train. They seem to appreciate being given a second chance to be a great pet. They adapt quickly to their new family, especially if you take the time to make them feel welcome and secure. Young, playful puppies and kittens usually have a lot of energy and need more monitoring to keep them out of trouble. Older dogs and cats, not nearly so much. Another advantage when adopting a senior pet is that you know what you're getting. You don't have to wonder how big that animal will be when it's full grown. What you see is what you get. Often they're already housebroken, although they may need a little refresher course after spending time in a shelter. But house training an older animal is made easier by the fact that they are more developed mentally and physically. Their personality is also fully developed, so you can determine right away if it's compatible with you and your lifestyle. November is Adopt a Senior Pet Month. Please consider adopting an older furry friend to share your home and your heart when you're speaking of pets.